In this week's Nutrition and Life episode, I speak with Stephanie Zanzo and her partner Jamie Bissett about their training app Lifted, how Stephanie motivates herself when she doesn't feel like training, her nutritional approach, and the one thing they believe has allowed Stephanie to be so successful over the years. Get ready for a jam-packed episode. Also, if you're listening to this before August 18th, I'd like to personally invite you to our free Build Your Best Self workshop at 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to teach you all my favorite strategies that can help you stop procrastinating and self-sabotage. Simply send me a message. You will find all my infos in the show notes. Lastly, if you enjoy the show, please help us spread the message and take a screenshot and share this episode on your social media or leave us a rating or review. Thank you kindly. This would be very much appreciated. Now on to my conversation with Stephanie and Jamie. Hello and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and today I have the absolute pleasure of speaking with not just one, but two guests, which is Stephanie Zanzo, someone I have been looking up to for a long time, myself and her partner, Jamie. So welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here and talk all things fitness, nutrition, or whatever you're going to throw at us. We're really excited.
We're ready.
Fire away.
Awesome. Well, for those of you listening who don't know, Stephanie is a fitness model, a trainer. She is the owner of a training app and just overall a YouTuber influencer, and her partner in crime and in life and in business. Jamie has been helping her or been alongside of her along the way. So yeah, if one of you or both of you just want to give our audience a little bit of a story of how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, definitely. So I was always, I guess you referred to me as an influencer, and back in the day, that's kind of what I did. I was just like doing my training, filming it. And when I say filming it, Jamie was filming me because we've been together nearly 9 years now.
I think we have to start from the very start.
I'm going to rewind it back.
I think to give context, yeah. So we started as trainers before we knew each other. Mm-hmm. We first met in a gym, yes. Of which you were a patron at.
Yes, you were a head trainer of at the time.
I was a trainer of at the mm-hmm. time. I then decided to open up my own gym. And in doing so, we were looking for trainers. Steph happened to be a trainer. So I approached her and said, hey, why don't you come on board? She did that and started working out of their facility, in which that time we started getting a little bit more familiar with each other. I ended up getting romantically involved with each other. And then as you were training and started getting introduced to, I don't know, some different styles of training, mm-hmm. You were doing some social media stuff. And yeah. Then all of a sudden...
Yeah, by the way, it was like mostly selfies because, you know, I was too scared for training at in yeah. case like I was doing it wrong. And I think also it's just really intimidating to be filmed yeah. as well. So I was like, no. Just happy with my, you know, pictures, and it's doing fine, and you can do a little flex.
Yeah,
and...
whereas I was sort of, she started lifting these heavy weights, which I kept loading her with.
Yeah, he kept loading my weights all the time.
And then I said, hey, we should film this. I reckon people would like it.
So I was like, okay, I'll see how it goes. It took a while for him to convince me, but once he did, that's kind of where my social media took off, because, you know, it was like giving more than just, you know, a selfie. It was like giving people like free training and motivating people. And then I think we've been doing it, yeah, how many years ago was that? Like ever since.
Would have been about 8 years ago now. So
I like putting photos up, and now I just love videos. So it's completely done a 360.
For those of you that don't follow Stephanie, make sure to check out her Instagram, because she gives out so many great free training sessions. Really, I love your videos where you give out like a full training session. Here's your glute day, here's your shoulder day. And aside from that, obviously just amazing inspiration in the sense of how strong you are. I have personally done a couple of your programs when you were still doing the sweat app a few years ago. Now you have your own training app, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was with Sweat for a good 4 years, and then I just felt like I wanted to put my training into a different direction and have a little bit more control of when I release things and what I released, and That's why we decided to band together, Jamie and I, and create our own app, which is called Lift It. And it only got released in December 2023. So it's quite new. And it's been exciting, but also app development has been crazy. Like, it's such a huge learning curve for us because it's something that we've never tapped into before, like being on the other end and being in tech. It's been challenging, but we feel like now the app's running really, really well. You know, we've got quite a few people on there. It's been a really good response so far. So it's all looking really positive. And yeah, I'm really excited to see where it goes. Mm. And love that Jamie's kind of, the back end. So Jamie's not on the app, but he's like the man behind the ship, just working it and making sure it's running and not crashing. And
I'm the geek pushing all the numbers.
Amazing. You always need that kind of backup for sure. But yeah, I'd love to know, Stephanie, if what your current training looks like. So how many days a week are you in the gym? How long are your own personal sessions? And maybe just also something about the programs that you do have in your app. Is there a variety in the sense of 3 days, 5 days, and what's the duration or experience required?
Yeah, so I'll get you to talk on the app because you've just done some major updates mm-hmm. with the app as well.
You talk about your training.
Yeah, so with my training, it varies because, you know, I might have a week structured where I'm doing like 5 days a week. I'll do this for a couple of weeks, but then all of a sudden, because I'm lifting quite heavy, I find that I burn out really quickly. So then I'll have to adjust it back even after 2 weeks to like 4 weeks. So to be honest, I don't personally have a really structured set program. I think because of my lifestyle and the businesses as well, it's really just getting in and doing what I can.
That's right. Now that hasn't always
been the way. I used to be very structured. It was a lot of power building, so the powerlifting movements mixed with bodybuilding, and that's the way I really loved to train, because I wanted to not only be strong but look like I was strong, not just, you know what I mean, like I did a powerlifting block and I just felt like I didn't have the tight look that I wanted. So we did some bodybuilding with it and coupled it together, which we do have in our app as well. And I think it's like such a great way to train because you don't burn out too quickly either. Sometimes powerlifting, going, lifting heavy all the time can really play havoc with your central nervous system. So I felt like, mixing the two together kind of gives you a little bit of respite. So that's how I like to train even to this day. But the schedule, it's all over the place, which I wish it wasn't. And we're trying to bring some structure back, especially with the new programs in our app, because I'm obviously needing to do these programs as well because I'm going to practice what I preach. But business has been our priority lately. So my training's just whenever I can get it in, and it may be 30 minutes, it may be 2 hours. So it's a bit... I wish I was more structured. That's me being very vulnerable with you right now.
I do think as an experienced lifter, a little bit of auto-regulation is actually not a bad thing if you have the ability to just listen to your body and be like, oh, okay, I should probably take another mm-hmm. rest day, or I should push it really hard today. I have a little bit more time. And of course, we shift through different phases in life. So I think that's great, especially once you've already established a routine. I always say for beginners, it's better to try to follow a pretty, good structure and a plan. But and Jamie, talk to us about the various programs that you've got in the app.
So we just did a major update on the app, which I sort of took a concept from Facebook. I don't know if you've ever done Facebook ads or run anything like that before. You have, okay. So they had this thing called Dynamic Creative, which was basically like you can plug in lots of different creatives and then the machine, the AI, would determine what to show each person based on their individual circumstances. And I sort of took that concept and was working that, trying to find a way to work that same strategy into programming. Because what happened was when we first released a program, and like most programs, there's always something wrong with it when you go to mass production with a mass group of people. For example, like maybe it's not going to be suitable for someone that's less experienced, or maybe someone can only train 3 days a week, but someone else wants to train 5 days a week. So it was really difficult trying to come up with programming that was going to be suitable at scale. Yeah. But we sort of took that concept and came up with this dynamic program concept where people can select the training style then select their experience level, so the difficulty of the program, and then select how many days per week or the training split that they wanted to follow. So within each program, there's a multitude of variations to make sure that whoever the person is can find a variation or a program that's going to be suitable for them.
Yeah.
So that was something that only just went live a couple of days ago, actually, really, and something we've been really excited about.
Very cool. That sounds amazing. And yeah, very personalized, which can sometimes be the downfall of just generic apps where you have the selection of a couple of programs. But it sounds especially like with the selection of experience level, of equipment, of a specific target, whether that might be hypertrophy or strength or, you know, even, I don't know if you guys in there also have something that accounts for, like, are you in a weight loss phase or are you in a more of a gaining phase or anything like that?
Yeah, so we're always adding new programs. New programs we just released, there's six different plans. Some plans that are based at home for people with limited equipment, and some plans for the gym. And yeah, for whether the goal is like the power building style, which is Steph's sort of favorite style, as well as just straight powerlifting for people that want to prioritize that or might be working toward the competition. And then some bodybuilding stuff, so some hypertrophy stuff. Some postural stuff. So there's a bit of a combination and blend. Yeah, we didn't sort of want it to just be one.
Awesome.
Yeah, one style. We sort of wanted to give people a variety of different things. Mm-hmm. And because Steph has never just trained in one style either. Like, you have your way of training now. But yeah, I think you've done so many different things over the years, like been a trainer for over a decade now and done lots of different styles and gone through lots of different phases. And then even just what you were saying before about how you're...
I'm all over the place.
Yeah, your schedule is like always changing. That was also part of the motivation between making this feature within the app, so we can quickly change based on what's going on with life. So, for example,
and especially a lot of mums as well, because I am a mum and I have attract a lot of mums with fitness. Like, sometimes they just can't get that structure. Like, even if they are a beginner that they need, like, and then it puts them off from actually training because they're like, I can't commit to this program. I'll just do it another time. Whereas this kind of, gives them that variety of like changing and mixing things to suit them, which gives them more motivation to actually get fit. So the pressure's taken off a little bit from that strict programming. Yeah,
there's nothing more demotivating from having a plan and then missing a day and then feeling like the whole thing stuffed and you've got to restart it, and which we all have gone through, and you especially, given everything that's happened lately.
Yeah.
But yeah, this new feature gives you the ability to just change it. If you can only train twice a week this week, then you do that. Or if you can train 5 days a week, then you just adapt and you do that. Yeah. So
awesome.
That's kind of like the world we're living in right now. I feel like everyone's just like so busy.
Yeah.
And life just happens.
Yeah, you guys mentioned something that's so important, which is motivation. And of course, getting those little wins and not constantly feeling like you're falling short is such a big part of that. And Stephanie, obviously you have built a beautiful amount of muscle, and therefore I assume you're also maybe not super dialed in with or super strict with your nutrition, but obviously have a good knowledge when it comes to nutrition. And although that's not like the main thing that you focus on with your coaching, I'm sure you have an answer when it comes to what is something that you see so many women make as a mistake in regards to nutrition and training?
In regards to nutrition, I feel like sometimes the industry makes you feel like you have to hit a certain amount of calories whether you're hungry or not. And I honestly believe in listening to your body. And I feel like force feeding yourself when you're not hungry just to hit a certain calorie goal. Now, this may be completely different for people who are competitors, and that's a whole nother, you know, you have to hit those calories to, you know, cut your calories down so you can lose weight for a competition. But they're just the general pop when it comes to the fitness industry, and like, you've got to don't starve yourself. You're going to do this to your body. You've got to eat all of these calories. I just believe that you should really just tune into your body more holistically. And for myself, like, I eat a lower carb diet. I probably get about 20 grams of carbs in a day. And that is because I've had so much inflammation in my body over the years with stress or like overtraining that I find when I'm shuffling in, you know, all these carbohydrates, my body might not react to them in the way that maybe someone else might. So for me personally, I'm always like low inflammatory wherever I can. And I thought also maybe an age thing as well. I'm 37 now, and maybe at 25 I could get away with it, but I can't get away with it now because my body has changed in the way that I digest things. It's just all different. So I'm very careful as to what I put in. I'll have maybe, you know, a donut with you here and there, but for the majority of the time, it's just like keep that inflammation low. Like, you know, make sure that you're not overtraining, make sure that you're getting enough fluids, electrolytes, like putting, you know, Celtic salt in your water. Yeah, so that's me personally. But yeah, I think the biggest myth, bringing it back to the industry, is just being told that you have to be smashing calories, smashing carbs. Carbs aren't your enemy. Like, you know, just eat them. And then girls are like, oh, my stomach, I don't feel good. Then they got all these digestive issues. It's just like stripping back all the rules and coming back to center, which is just like lowering that inflammation in the best way that you can and addressing gut health. People try and address, you know, people's sicknesses with, are you just eating too much? Or, you know, it's to do with everything else, like your training and your stress and your emotional stress and your gut health. And it's, yeah.
I love what you said about individuality, because I really think that that's the biggest key. You said what used to work for you might not work for you now. That's the first point. And second of all, also just like your digestion doesn't tolerate that amount of carbs that well, or does much, you do much better with low inflammation and higher fats. And I think one of the mistakes I often see is that people don't get enough protein, especially if they are just, you know, oh, I'm plant-based, whatever. And then their digestion is all messed up from maybe too much fiber, not enough protein. That's one thing I see. And on the other side of trying to forcefully hit a certain number of calories, I often see people over-restricting and just under-eating for too long, and then trying to build muscle at the same time. It just, you mentioned stress earlier and that high fatigue or that stress on your central nervous system. And if you constantly under eat on top of that, that's just, another extra stressor that I definitely also see. What about,
I think it goes,
Jamie?
I was going to say, I think just to touch on that, I think that it comes back to the same point, and that maybe it's because both Steph and I suffer from a bit of perfectionism. if we feel like we can't be perfect, it definitely lowers motivation and hinders the ability or desire to want to keep going. And then I think when you try and follow plans that are so regimented or restricted, that's where people tend to get in trouble. At least that's been our experience. So even like I was talking about the adaptability of the training programs within Lift It, we've done that same thing. There's a nutritional component within the app. And one of the key features that is rarely ever talked about with tracking calories and nutrition is that like people get so fixated on a specific day. Like if they have a higher calorie day, they think, oh no, I've stuffed it. And, you know, either I give up or now I've got to starve myself the next day. Or, you know, they try and make all of these radical changes based on their feelings and based on what they do on any individual day. But one of the things that we wanted to do with Lift It is give a more holistic view of the calorie intake, which we now try and, what am I trying to say? We've done a weekly summary of the calories and made that the key focus rather than the daily summary of the calories. So, for example, let's say, you know, today Steph has 1,200 calories. Maybe that's on the lower side. The next day she has 1,500 calories. The next day she has 1,800 calories. Well, you know, what's her calorie intake? If we average that out over those 3 days, we know it's about 1,500, right? So That's the number that we're trying to emphasize, so that if someone gets in a position where they've overeaten or undereaten, it doesn't really matter. We just need to average it out over the week.
Perfect. Yeah, I love that.
Such a good way of looking at it too. Yeah, because it's like you don't have to, if you can, you can plan for, you know, a 3,000 calorie day if you really want to, and then just make it up where you have to make it up, and it takes that stress off. You've got a whole 7 days to do it.
Yeah, when people get so fixated
on the day and
on the number,
it
we've rarely ever seen that be a success.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes that actually down spirals and they're like, oh, I've messed up. Now, like, that doesn't matter. I'm going to mess up today again as well and tomorrow, and then I'll reset on Monday, which is like a silly mindset. It's kind of, you have a slash tire and you slash the others as well, just because one is done, sort of thing. So no, I think that's such a good point. One interesting thing that I don't even know when I heard or read that, and I don't even know if it's true, but at some point, I think you said, Stephanie, that Jamie actually most of the time picked out the outfits that you wore in your workout videos or something like that. I don't know if that was accurate, but I always think, obviously, even before you started your clothing line, I always thought you have like the cutest outfits and even just like the hairdos and stuff. So I wanted to ask what inspired you to start Yonder. I know that unfortunately, I think you guys have closed that chapter at the moment, at least, in terms of the clothing line. But yeah, tell me a little bit about it.
I have to interrupt. That noise, I don't know if you heard noise. That one of our cats just got caught in a bag and their head was trapped in that, in like a paper bag, and then was running around the house crazy.
Cat people, there's a cat everywhere.
She's all right now. She's safe. She's
She's a weighty little thing.
Got stuck. Anyway, back to the
Yeah,
question.
the outfits, where did that come from?
No, I've never had any influence in Steph's outfits. I think you're
Okay, obviously that was a rumor then.
maybe you've always had a unique style, even from an early age,
Weird, like you're
in a good
hilarious
way. In a
breaking
good
me
way.
in with that. I dress like a little bit weird, but it's so funny. I almost feel like now that if I try and think about why I do this, there's two things. I either dress in a character that I want to be, so whether it's like Tomb Raider, so I'll wear something really badass so I can get in this like zone when I'm training and just not be me. Almost like I'm reading a book right now called The Alter Ego, and it's
I
all
have
about,
read that. I was just going to say it. I love it. Yes.
So when I'm feeling like just not strong or defeated, or I've got things going on at home, and I have to go get training done and get in the mood, sometimes I'll remove myself from myself and get into character of like someone else, either someone I might admire in the industry that's really strong, and I'm like, I might do my hair like her today, or like just a character like, like Tomb Raider. So, and that's one thing. And then the other thing is also insecurity. I've had two kids, and so I've always felt, and I think anyone that's had kids feels this way. And maybe some people who haven't had kids feel this way, but that my tummy is like my most insecure area because of some loose skin left over from having the babies or like stretch marks or whatever. So I always like didn't want that to hinder me in my training all the time. So if I'm feeling like extra bloated or I'm on my period or something's going on, like I'll wear a bodysuit so it's like all covered and I don't have to worry about it because it's safe in there and I'm just training and I can focus on that instead of worrying about what I see in the mirror. So yeah, that's like the other thing. A little bit like Ariana Grande. So I don't know if you know much about her, but she had most of her hair from over the years just snap off, like just completely broken. So she started wearing her hair in a high pony, that big fake ponytail, started wearing fake hair. And so that ended up becoming her signature, her hair. People just loved it and copied it, but it really came from an insecurity that she had of just having broken,
I never knew that.
So in the same way, it's like with me, my weird sense of dress is really sometimes just either getting me into character or covering an insecurity that I may have. And same with my hair. My hair is quite broken, so I've always got weird styles trying to correct or avoid you guys seeing like extensions or like broken bits. It's all just manipulated. I don't
Well,
mean it to look that way, but it's just
thank you for
saving
sharing
myself.
so openly and so vulnerably. Honestly, I'm sure a lot of people also listening will resonate with that, particularly as you said, like as for moms, the insecurity around their belly, etc. So, yeah, thank you so much for sharing. And I mean, obviously, you look great in your outfits, and if it's empowering, even more so. And I can imagine you've gotten a lot of comments, and maybe that inspired you to wanna start a clothing line to like spread some beautiful clothes around the world as well. And actually, I ordered some last year, and it came all the way from Australia to Germany. So
Amazing.
I love it.
That's
Good.
amazing. Yeah, we ended up doing a clothing brand. We launched it 2 years ago and it just recently shut down. And that was due to the fact that we sometimes when you're both like him and I are very like high standard setters, and sometimes it's a detriment to us because we'll throw everything into what we're doing to the point where it just bleeds us dry of energy and just kills our souls. A light way of putting it. And Yondit, we were basically handling most of that by ourselves, like doing the packing, doing like just everything, like the whole thing, two-man team. And we felt like, and then we obviously launched the app in December, and we didn't realize how much energy that would need to be what it is and how much it would require. And we really had to, and then obviously we've got the kids as well, and then running the social media and trying to have a relationship at the same time. So we just had to weigh up, like, where is most of our spirit going, our energy? Are we okay? Like, and we noticed that things were starting to crumble a little bit because we weren't very balanced. And it's hard to find balance. Maybe balance doesn't exist, but for us, we felt like, you know, personally, we were suffering as like in our relationship and the kids and just even myself, just like burnt out. So we decided to, yeah, close the doors to Yondit for now. And it's maybe not forever. We maybe do a clothing brand again in 2 years or 6 months, who knows? But for now, we really felt like we should just be throwing all of our energy into training because that's what we're super passionate about.
That was how it all started.
Yeah, it's how it all started. Mm. And, you know, I invested 4 years building sweat and I just wanted to really invest in my own. And, yeah, so that's where we're at with that, which has been, I don't know, it's been, I don't think I've dealt with it. I don't think I've mourned because we're on to the next thing. But yeah, it's been
such a difficult decision.
It was very difficult. Yeah, it was my baby. I wanted to do a clothing brand since I was 16. So to like close it down for now has been really hard. But
well, came to a difficult realization that I think we were trying to do two businesses and we were doing them suboptimally. And then we had to, you know, have a difficult conversation with, you know, if we're going to take these things to where we want to take them, we need the big one.
Yeah.
And then potentially we can revisit it when we've got the resources and the energy to handle them both. But for right now, let's just pick one, and that was the app. Yeah.
And I think it takes a lot of strength to admit that to oneself, that you're struggling, that you are maybe doing too many things at once. And I've going back to the point of great books, one of the books that I love the most is called The One Thing, and it really talks about focusing on one particular thing, like you can make your chances of excelling in that, and also having more time for yourself and just feeling a bit more aligned are so much higher. Yes. So I truly love that, and just the recognition also how it was affecting your relationship. And you actually mentioned you're starting your own podcast soon, so you'll have to share with us what the name of that will be. But you also plan to talk about all things life and relationship in that podcast. What inspired you to want to start a podcast and talk more openly about your guys' relationship also?
I think because of, you know, my page is all training and it doesn't really have a voice. And I don't think I've ever had a voice on my social media. So it's very easy to make assumptions about me, and it's very easy to not connect with me. And I want to motivate people, but if you don't feel like I'm realistic or I'm human and I'm not a robot, that I just train all day and that's my life. Yeah, I feel like I wanted to give my audience and the amazing people that support what we do a voice to a name. And I wanted to give them more of like the struggles in life, a little bit more than just, you know, motivation for training. But like, I haven't come from anything. I had to build my way up and my self-esteem. And I've had trouble growing up and all of these things that other people feel like they could maybe relate to that they wouldn't even know about. And like, if I can do something, they can do it too. And Jamie also being the man behind the camera and the businesses, I felt like I wanted him in front to power on and talk with me and be a support to me. And also because Jamie is, he is an incredible speaker himself. He's full of wisdom, this guy. He has so much to say, and he's, yeah, just very knowledgeable. And I've learned so much off him and grown so much in the years that we've been together. I wouldn't be the woman that I am today without him. So, yeah, just coming in as a united front and just speaking about the struggle. And just, Lisa, you probably didn't know, but Jamie is the stepdad to my two kids because I was married before him and he came in at 23 and took on two kids by himself. So we have an incredible story that people could just really relate to and find motivating. So yeah, just to do something different and put a voice behind the body and the face.
I can't wait. That's gonna be very nice to get a bit more of an insight into your guys's lives and ups and downs and struggles. And yeah, I guess maybe Jamie, you can share some of the main struggles that you as a back person have either experienced yourself or seen even Stephanie have over these last few years.
Yeah, I think that probably one of the big struggles is she has to, being the front person, she's had to wear a lot and take a lot in terms of the criticism and in terms of the pressure of being in front is a huge responsibility and doesn't come lightly. Like, comes with a lot of pressure to always look a certain way, train a certain way, perform in a certain way. And there's obviously some pressures that go on behind the scenes to make things, function, but to have that personal pressure on, you know, her as an individual has been challenging to watch from the outset. So actually stepping in and doing something side by side, is exciting. And she's got just as much, if not more, insightful, great things to say than what I do. But I think that, a part of what happened with the content and how we ran it was we sort of boxed ourselves in, which is what Steph was saying. And I think even the platform itself, like if we talk Instagram and all of those short form type platforms, they don't really allow for much
personality
or depth or relatability. Like the platform sort of rewards very fast paced content, and rewards content that might be entertaining but not so much relatable. And we've sort of known, both of us, that that's been missing for a long time but haven't really known how to tackle that problem. So then, yeah, when we decided that, you know, how can we sort of present a united front and convey a deeper message, because there has been lots that has gone on, as sort of Steph alluded to, the podcast seemed like the perfect way. So that'll be exciting.
That's awesome. What's the name of the podcast going to be? Is that yet to be determined?
Still yet to be determined, but for now it's just Steph and Jamie. We'll just use their names.
We're gonna stay tuned for sure. That sounds super exciting. And yeah, even just from an outside perspective, and I mean, I've been somewhat following you since 2017, so a good little.
Wow.
I can say that just from obviously what comes through on Instagram, it feels like since you have gone your own way from, like, you were amazing with Sweat as well, but it feels like you are doing much more your own thing, much more your own person since deciding to go out on your own. And I love it. Like, it seemed like it was a great thing at the time with Sweat and everyone kind of having a little bit their own personality, but obviously in a big company like that, I understand that you probably are confined to certain things and, like you were saying, a certain release date and so on. And I just, like, I can I've I thought I felt that you were much more like, okay, I can do this and I can do that and I'm gonna try this. And that is something that I personally love about being an entrepreneur or business owner. You can trial certain things, like owning a clothing line or whatever, and if it doesn't work at the time, you bench it or you try something different. You try YouTube and you don't like it, or you don't like this platform, and it's cool. You're free. And yeah, I mean, I love it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad that's conveyed through the screen.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's interesting that you picked up on that.
Yeah, because I definitely feel a freedom to kind of be myself now and train the way that I want to train. There was a time where I had during COVID and we had to do all these like home workouts in the lounge room with a pair of dumbbells, and it felt so foreign. And I'm like, oh, I know that people need this, but I'm dying here. Not to mention, you probably remember those days, but not to mention that we have those programs online because that's for somebody. But yeah, at the time it wasn't for me.
I think the model like that is different, or the way that it's changed is that back then it was very much like, here's the training program that I'm following or doing and you can follow along too. Whereas now it's sort of what seemed to be a better fit is, no, you know, Steph is a trainer, has been for a long time, very capable of writing training programs for people to follow, regardless of whether or not, you know, she's following that training style at a time or not. And it's helped people in various different stages of life, in various different goals. So that's sort of, yeah, what's been good about the platform. We can cater to lots of different people rather than just being boxed into a certain, a certain training philosophy. Because even you said like that's the blessing, but also the curse of the entrepreneurial mindset is always wanting to try different things, whether that be businesses or training programs or diets. There's always change going on, and that's definitely something that, has been great to be able to share lots of different, you know, philosophies and modalities with that.
Well, I actually think that's such an important message, saying that just because someone isn't doing the training program that they're quote unquote selling or promoting or whatever, or the other way around, just because someone is doing a certain training program doesn't mean that it's right for the audience. So it's actually
usually
good to make that.
Usually speaking, it's the worst possible thing you could do. I always try and tell people, do what they did to get to where they are now, not what they're doing now, because they're in a totally different place now to where you are now. So what Steph is doing now is the worst possible thing that most people could be doing.
100%. I mean, like, even just looking at the weights that you're lifting, obviously you're super strong. I don't know what you're deadlifting, 140 or something like that. So for the American listeners, I don't know, upwards of
more than that,
just over 300 pounds or whatever it might be. Not sure, but a lot. And so just seeing that and thinking that, oh, with a little bit, I'm going to get to that weight, or I can lift that heavy. It obviously took many, many years to get to that place. And, you know, just maintaining something doesn't require, or building something requires something different than maintaining something. So right now you might be able to get away with a lower training volume, but if someone just wants to build beautiful glutes like that, you're going to need a different approach. So
yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I was just going to say, have you ever thought about competing, whether in powerlifting or in bodybuilding, or were you always like, I love both, or maybe you have even competed? I don't actually know.
Yeah, so I did some competitions. I did both. I did a powerlifting competition at your gym. Mm-hmm. So it was very amateur. And I remember just getting jacked on pre-workout and like Voltaren, which is like an anti-inflammatory, and just like on the day, because I had to do all these lifts because my first powerlifting competition, and I was so sick. I'm like, I never want to do this again. I felt so virally ill and overstimulated. So it put me off forever, but I ended up winning the competition, which was fun.
Yeah. The picture down there. But...
there's a picture. No, don't show it. It's embarrassing. And then with the bodybuilding competitions, I did do a couple of them. I think I did my first one in 2014 and then my last one in 2016. So I think I did a total of maybe six. And I found...
Steph was doing them before they were cool. before social media. Yeah.
Now they're too popularized for me, and I don't think I could ever get to the...
Yes, the
conditioning of these girls now, it's insane. Like, they are insane. And I know that for me to even do that, I would have to do things that I don't want to do, which is probably like take enhancements and also like diet myself down so crazy that I would grouch at my kids. I don't know. I feel like there's really committed people, and then there's me that's... Jamie always says, like, there's someone that can do, like, a commitment, say, like, a
you
comp.
You said this, not me.
No, you said this about me.
No, you said this to me.
Did I?
Yeah.
Maybe you said it to you. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like we're the same person.
I'll tell the story. You said to me one day, you said, Jamie, there's two types of people in this world. There's the people that will like kill themselves for 12 weeks and be like perfectly on point with everything, but then they rebound because it's like it gets too much. Or there's the people that are compliant maybe 80 to 90% of the time and just hammer away at it year on year. And Steph is definitely the latter. Whereas like if you go and look back at her training or her physique, like she has been at least at a minimum 80, 90% compliant with training, diet, with everything, and worked your ass off for a long, long time and has never had a huge deviation like a bulk or a drastic cut or anything like that. And I think that's sort of where you like, not so much like the huge, immense pressure of the competition and losing excess weight and following a really regimented thing.
Yeah, I think even when I was competing, I wasn't following my diet plans like I should. I don't know. I don't know if it's a personality thing or maybe going all in scares me too much when it comes to like diets and things like that, because
I think there's a psychological component that's not talked about as much as what it should be, but like you have a very, because the standard is set so high, sometimes it gets intimidating to want to get on that and then know how to get off and then
all of those what would I do things. After I get super shredded and then my body would naturally want to put on the body fat, healthy body fat back, and then how am I going to deal with that psychologically? And then I just get ahead of myself. I'm like, I'm just going to maintain my health and look the same, but add a bit of muscle. Maybe I might lose some muscle and just like kind of be the same so that I'm comfortable mentally. Because I don't like yo-yoing from like gaining weight to losing lots. I just can't. It's too unstable for me in my lifestyle. I just need a bit of safety where I know what's happening.
I can actually really relate to that. And I think, Jamie, you pointed out such a good thing. Like, it's the consistency that wins most of the time. Yes, you can achieve greatness, but a lot of people, like even Olympic athletes, et cetera, they fall into holes after they achieve something really, really great. And so I'm totally on the same page of just consistently cracking away 80, 90%, feeling good in your body.
Even with the, I was going to say, even with the social media thing, like Steph's been on social media for a long time and stayed relevant on social media for a long time. Like there is lots of people that we've seen in the industry not die off, but have, you know, come and gone or not been able to maintain, you know, always publishing content or always training in a certain way, always looking a certain way. So that is definitely.
Jeez, Jamie's really blowing smoke up my wheels today. I should bring you onto all these podcasts.
No, that is. I'm not even trying to praise you. That is just genuinely her superpower, and I think that's very evident.
Yeah, just consistent for a long period of time. Yeah, is my superpower. I can do that really well. I can just keep grinding, just slowly and silently, and just go under the radar and just keep chipping away. That's my personality.
And if there's, like to circle back, like that is such a superpower. And like we talked before about the issue with perfectionism and like when someone is on something that they feel like, you know, they can't maintain and then they, you know, go off and do something else or they give up. Like you have never been perfect in what you've done, but what you have done is been consistent over a long period of time, maintained an 80 to 90% compliance, and then things have worked.
And that's what I want for other people. I feel like you can do that. You don't have to jump on these, like jump on a fitness program and then you have to compete now because that's what comes next. And then there's this like, do you know what I mean? Like a order of how things are. Just get fit. Start with getting fit. Then start with your diet. And now that's a creative and a permanent change where it becomes a part of your lifestyle. It's not just a diet. It's like feeding your body with good nutrition. And then what's the next thing? And then over time, you slowly transform into the person that you want to be and it's maintainable. And you get to keep that. It's not just a 12-week thing. So that's how I like to live. And that's how what I want our clients with Lift It and anyone who follows me to achieve as well, just that long-term health and success.
And I think the other thing is probably evident through your social media as well. Like it doesn't have to be so serious. Like, if you watch any of Steph's content, you'll see there's often a lot of smiling and just like enjoying the process, whereas people tend to take it, excuse me, so seriously. And it never, I've rarely ever seen that be a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing for a month, two or three, but never in the long term. Like that pressure that people put on themselves is detrimental at best.
And Lisa, you know what's so funny? I was opposite to this 5 years ago. I was the trainer, especially at Sweat, that was going go hard. No matter if you're sick, no matter if you're tired, just freaking go hard. No days off, you know, until I ran myself into the ground. So, yeah, it's just a complete...
Sometimes we have to learn the hard way. Yeah, I used to do CrossFit several years, like 6, 8 years ago, something like that. And like you said, oh, if you're not completely destroyed after your workout or you're drowned in sweat, it wasn't a good workout. And yes, now I definitely know better after some injuries and obviously learning a lot more as well. But I think that was a beautiful takeaway message for the listeners as well. Just being consistent, moving away from perfectionism and having fun in what you're doing and then slowly building on that and trying to create a lifestyle around it. I think that's really the most important things to say. So thank you both so, so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. It was lovely speaking with you. And of course, I will link your social media in the show notes as well as your Lifted app, and we'll stay tuned for your own podcast because there is going to be lots of valuable takeaways from that as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. It's been a great chat. I think it's been pretty raw and honest, and you know, sometimes that's just what you have to be. People just want to know the truth and, you know, stop hiding behind the socials or the myths, the filters. Just this is how it is.
Thank you very much
for allowing us to speak authentically.
My absolute pleasure.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Stephanie and Jamie. Once again, I'd love to see you in our free Build Your Best Self workshop Sunday, the 18th of August. Just reach out on Instagram or via email. One more thing before you go, if you are looking for premium supplements, our partner at Fat Muscle Project has got you covered. Head to their website for the best protein powders, creatine, vitamin D, and more. Feel free to use our coach code NCL, that's NCL for Nutrition Coaching and Life, at the checkout. Thank you for listening, and don't forget, life is too short to be in a body you don't feel good in.